think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
They detonated a nuke in space in 1962. Satellites shut down. Hawaii blacked out. Radiation belts got scrambled. And ever since, there's been a glitch over South America. Satellites die when they fly through it. Astronauts report bursts of light behind their eyes. And ground systems? They're not supposed to talk about it. They call it the South Atlantic Anomaly. Just a weird spot in Earth's magnetic field. Except, it's not just weird, it's growing, splitting, and nobody can explain why. What if that blast didn't just shake the sky? What if it opened something? Because the more you dig into this, the more it starts to look like a hole in reality, a blind spot that might be watching us back. This isn't some fringe theory. NASA tracks it. ESA tracks it. The military reroutes satellites around it. It's the one place in Earth's orbit where physics breaks down, and no one wants to talk about why. Astronauts in the ISS go silent when it drifts overhead. Hubble shuts off its instruments. Even particle detectors glitch out like they're being jammed by something that shouldn't exist. And what's worse, it's moving. It's not staying still. It's drifting west like it's searching for something. Deep underground labs in Brazil are quietly studying its radiation patterns. Geophysicists admit they've never seen anything like it before. The Van Allen belts? Warped. Earth's magnetic core? Acting like it's preparing to flip. And right in the middle of it all, the South Atlantic Anomaly, expanding like a bruise on the face of the planet. Something is broken, and we might have been the ones who broke it. This isn't just the Bermuda Triangle in space. It's a pressure point in the simulation, and every time we poke it, it pulses back. Real quick, before we go any further, this channel doesn't run on ad dollars or brand deals. It runs on you. If you want to help keep the lights on and the rabbit holes open, please hit subscribe. It's free, and yeah, it makes a huge difference for the channel. All right, let's keep going. There's a spot over Earth where physics just doesn't behave. Not metaphorically, not poetically. I mean literally, like the rules of the simulation start glitching. It's called the South Atlantic Anomaly, and it hangs over the southern part of the Atlantic Ocean, mostly off the coasts of Brazil, Argentina, and South Africa. To the average person flying overhead, it's just open sky. But to every major space agency on the planet, it's a no-go zone. Satellites passing through this region get bombarded with radiation. Hubble powers down when it crosses it. The International Space Station? Astronauts on board report sudden hardware malfunctions, corrupted data, and, most unsettling, random flashes of light inside their eyeballs. Yeah, that's not poetic either. They're called phosphenes, thought to be caused by high-energy particles slamming into the retina or visual cortex. Except, that only happens inside the South Atlantic anomaly. So, why here? Earth's magnetic field, which normally protects us from solar and cosmic radiation, is unusually weak in this region. So weak that satellites dip into something they shouldn't be touching at that altitude, the inner Van Allen radiation belt. It's like the magnetic shield just buckles. But that's not the part that scientists are freaking out about. The part that has geophysicists quietly panicking is this: it's getting worse. The anomaly isn't shrinking, it's expanding. It's also moving westward over time, like it's migrating. And there's no clear explanation why. The Earth's magnetic poles are known to wander and even flip entirely every few hundred thousand years. But the rate of change we're seeing here, it's off script. So now we're left with a question that scientists don't want to ask out loud. Is this just normal geomagnetic drift, or is something else pressing on the system? Imagine Earth is flying through space with an invisible shield wrapped around it. A giant planetary force field deflecting the most dangerous radiation the universe can throw at us. That's not sci-fi, that's the Van Allen belts. Discovered in 1958, these belts are massive, donut-shaped zones of charged particles held in place by Earth's magnetic field. There are two main belts, an inner and outer one, each acting like a deflector shield against deadly cosmic and solar radiation. Without them, there's a good chance life on this planet wouldn't exist. Or if it did, it would be living a lot shorter lives with a lot more tumors. But here's the part they don't put in science class. The Van Allen belts aren't symmetrical, and that's where things get weird. Due to something called the dipole offset, Earth's magnetic field isn't centered perfectly on the planet. It's tilted off balance. And because of that, the inner Van Allen belt dips closest to Earth, right over the South Atlantic anomaly. At its lowest point, it swoops down just 124 miles above the surface. For context, that's lower than the orbit of the International Space Station. That means this so-called safe zone is actually getting peppered with radiation, silently, invisibly, relentlessly, like a slow cosmic sandblaster. And it's not just dangerous to tech. If you believe some of the early astronaut logs, it might be dangerous to human cognition too. July 9th, 1962. In the middle of the Cold War, the United States launched a nuclear warhead into space and detonated it 250 miles above the Pacific Ocean. The test was called Operation Starfish Prime, and it wasn't small. This was a 1.4 megaton thermonuclear bomb, and we blew it up in the low Earth orbit. Why? Officially, to test how nuclear weapons would behave in space. Unofficially, we were trying to figure out if we could weaponize the sky, turn near-Earth orbit into a battlefield. The explosion created a massive electromagnetic pulse. So powerful, it knocked out streetlights and telephones 900 miles away in Hawaii. This was the largest human-made EMP ever recorded, and it didn't stop there. The blast created an artificial radiation belt that wrapped around the Earth. Within months, it fried at least six satellites, including the brand new Telstar satellite that had just begun broadcasting transatlantic TV. But here's the kicker. That radiation belt, it didn't fade after a few days. It lasted for years. Scientists were shocked. The sky literally hadn't healed. Now, combine that with what we know about the Van Allen belts, the magnetic shielding that protects the Earth, and this eerie detail about the South Atlantic anomaly, where the inner belt comes dangerously close to Earth, and you have to ask the question, what if Starfish Prime didn't just test the system? What if it permanently damaged it? What if that nuclear blast rattled the architecture of our magnetosphere, weakened the belts, and created a ripple effect that we've never fully recovered from? The government called it a success, but if you believe what came next, it might have been the day we broke the sky. So here's the question nobody wants to answer. If the Van Allen belts were deadly in 1962, and they're still deadly in 2025, how exactly did we send humans through them in tin cans wrapped in foil? NASA's own documents describe the belts as a radioactive minefield, two concentric rings of charged particles trapped by Earth's magnetic field, capable of frying electronics and, under the wrong conditions, cooking a human from the inside out. When we went to the moon, the official answer was this: we passed through the belt quickly. The astronauts didn't spend enough time in the danger zone to accumulate a lethal dose. But that's a PR soundbite, not a shield, because even today, no space agency on Earth sends humans through the belts for any longer than they absolutely have to. And even back then, Dr. James Van Allen himself, the man the belts were named after, wasn't buying the narrative. In a 1987 Omni magazine interview, he admitted, and I quote, "The very high energy protons trapped in the Earth's field would be dangerous to an astronaut if he encountered them, so it's been avoided so far." And he wasn't thrilled with how his work was being referenced to justify safety. In fact, he called some of NASA's public statements a deliberate oversimplification. That's from the guy who discovered the belts. In fact, in 2014, NASA's Orion spacecraft test flight made headlines because it was uncrewed. And part of the reason? Testing the electronics against radiation from the inner Van Allen belt. That's over 40 years after Apollo 11. NASA engineer Kelly Smith in a 2014 Orion test flight video said this: "We must solve these challenges before we send people through this region of space." So let that sink in. They're still solving it. So what happened back in 1969? Did we just go for it and hope it didn't get roasted? Or did we do something off the books? Because here's the part nobody talks about. In 1962, 7 years before Apollo 11, we nuked space. Starfish Prime. Right before we sent humans to the moon, we detonated Starfish Prime, a 1.4 megaton nuclear bomb in the upper atmosphere. Some say it was just Cold War flexing. Others believe it was something more desperate, a deliberate attempt to punch a hole in the belts, clear a path, burn a tunnel through the storm so we could reach the moon without the radiation melting our astronauts' eyeballs. But the plan didn't work. Not only did the belts not clear, they got worse. That explosion created an artificial radiation belt that lasted for over 5 years. Satellites failed. Electrons spiraled around Earth like bullets in a blender. And still, somehow, 7 years later, we sent humans through that minefield. No shielding, no permanent side effects, just a little spacewalk and a happy return home. Now let's be clear. This is not a "we never went to the moon" rant. This is a question about what had to be done to get us there, and whether we were told the full story. Because today, over 60 years later, SpaceX, NASA, and Artemis engineers all say the same thing. We're still trying to figure out how to get through the belt safely. Why? What changed? Or better yet, what didn't? And if we had to nuke the sky just to try and make the belts passable, what else did we break? So here's where things start to feel less like history and more like a cover-up. Because in 1962, we detonated a nuclear weapon in space, and not just in space, but inside Earth's magnetic field. And we're supposed to believe that nothing happened. The official story says Starfish Prime created a temporary artificial radiation belt. But temporary didn't mean harmless. It lasted at least 5 years by most accounts. And the energy it dumped into the Van Allen system? Still not fully understood. Here's what we do know. According to declassified government data and studies, like the 2010 DARPA-funded report on high-altitude nuclear effects, Starfish Prime injected massive amounts of high-energy electrons into the inner radiation belt. And those particles didn't just float around aimlessly. They were trapped by Earth's magnetic lines, spiraling through the magnetosphere, bouncing back and forth, concentrating in weak spots. Guess where one of those weak spots already existed? In South America. Specifically, the region we now call the South Atlantic Anomaly. Here's where it gets wild. Prior to 1962, the SAA was already present, but relatively minor, a known dip in the magnetosphere. But after 1962, the data shows a slow, steady expansion. By the 1980s, it was large enough that satellites had to start powering down when passing through. By the 2000s, it was interfering with Hubble and frying laptop hard drives on the ISS. And today, it's growing, splitting, and drifting even deeper into South America. Now, scientists will tell you this is part of a natural geomagnetic process. And maybe they're right. But here's the uncomfortable truth. We detonated a bomb in the middle of a system we barely understood, and the weakest part of that system got weaker. Is it just a coincidence? Or did we break something we can't fix? And newsflash, we don't believe in coincidences in this channel. Because the South Atlantic Anomaly isn't just a blip. It's Earth's most exposed nerve, and it's only getting worse. This isn't science fiction. It's satellite protocol. It's astronaut briefing material. And yet, you've never heard a press conference admit we might have done this to ourselves. So either it's an incredible cosmic coincidence, or someone's been sweeping up nuclear breadcrumbs for over 60 years. And if the anomaly is the fallout from Starfish Prime, what happens if it collapses completely? Are we looking at localized radiation spikes, satellite failures, navigation glitches, or something bigger? Something that doesn't just affect orbit, but reality on the ground. Because the South Atlantic Anomaly isn't just a scientific curiosity. It's a growing blind spot in the planet's magnetic armor, and it may have been our fault. Let's ask the question no one wants to answer. What if the South Atlantic Anomaly didn't just happen? What if it's the side effect of something else, something classified? We already detonated a nuclear bomb in space back in 1962. That was Operation Starfish Prime. But it wasn't the only one. That was just the beginning of a much bigger series called Operation Fishbowl. And yes, that's really what they called it. We're talking about a Cold War arms race, not just on the ground, but in the sky. What they said was a test may have been a strike against our own magnetosphere. And then came HARP. Officially, it's just an atmospheric research program. Unofficially, it's been accused of everything from triggering earthquakes to weather manipulation to electromagnetic warfare. I created a video specifically on HARP you can find below in the comment section. The truth is murky, but what we do know is that HARP and facilities like it pump massive amounts of energy into the ionosphere. And if Earth's magnetic shield is already wounded, what does that energy actually do? Now fast forward to today. Governments are scrambling to build space-based weapon systems, launch military satellites, and develop space weather countermeasures. The US Space Force was formed. China launched a mysterious Inspector satellite with robotic arms. Russia tested anti-satellite weapons. Why? What are they preparing for? The timing isn't random. The South Atlantic Anomaly is growing. Our magnetosphere is shifting. And space itself is no longer stable. Because if the sky turns against us, if our protective bubble starts to fail, then every satellite, every GPS system, every missile shield, every space station becomes vulnerable. And there's one thing every global government has in common. They can't run a world economy if the sky stops cooperating. So maybe this isn't about science anymore. Maybe it's about survival. So let's slow it down for a second. Because if you've made it this far and your brain's flashing red like a Geiger counter, it should be. We just talked about nukes in space, a glitching sky, and radiation zones spreading like a virus. So here's where we tell you what Divergent Files always tells you. This isn't a conspiracy channel. This is a truth-first investigation. We don't do fear bait. We follow the receipts. So, is any of this actually real? Yeah, it is. The Starfish Prime documents? Declassified. You can read them at Defense Technical Information Center. NASA's reports on the South Atlantic anomaly? They're published, routinely. They even shut down satellite sensors when passing through it. The flashes of light astronauts see? That's called cosmic ray visual phenomena. Scott Kelly, Terry Virts, they've talked about it. What about ESA's swarm mission? It's three orbiting satellites mapping every twitch in Earth's magnetic field. And the 2020 peer-reviewed study? Yeah, it confirmed the anomaly isn't just expanding, it's splitting into two separate lobes. So this isn't fringe, it's receipts, physics, and fallout from a time when we literally set off nukes in space and thought there wouldn't be consequences. We thought we could set off a bomb in space and just walk away, shrug it off. We thought the Van Allen belts would bounce back, that the sky would forget, that Earth's shield, millions of years in the making, could take a hit from human arrogance and not flinch. But the sky remembers. The South Atlantic anomaly isn't just a glitch, it's a scar. One that pulses, above us, invisible but unignorable. Every satellite that fails over South America, every astronaut who sees phantom light behind closed eyes, every corrupted signal, every onboard system that mysteriously shuts down, it's all part of something we triggered and still don't fully understand. We didn't just study the magnetosphere, we fractured it. We left fingerprints on the force field that protects this entire planet. And now it's warping, splitting, and growing. So maybe this wasn't just a Cold War experiment. Maybe it was the first shot in a war we didn't realize we were starting. Because we didn't open a hole in Earth's shield, we opened a question, and it's still radiating. All right, folks, if you made it this far, you get it. Divergent Files isn't here to hand you bedtime stories. We're here because someone has to ask the questions they buried under decades of silence and distraction. The truth didn't vanish. It was edited out. And we're just stubborn enough to keep digging. But here's the thing. The algorithm for this video, it doesn't exactly reward channels like this. You could post a cat dancing in a banana suit and get millions of views. But question what the government did to the planet's magnetic shield? Good luck. Maybe we'll get 10 views. So if you want to keep investigations like this alive, consider joining us on Patreon. Just a few bucks a month makes a real difference. That's patreon.com/divergentfiles. And of course, hit that subscribe button. It costs nothing, but it tells the system, yeah, push more of this type of video. So thanks for watching. Thanks for staying curious. And remember, you are truly appreciated.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.